Well, hey there. Welcome to Youth Point Downtime. And I am Adam Portal, pastor of Mount Zion Christian Assembly, as some of you know, and the leader of Youth Point, the youth group of Mount Zion Christian. And this is Youth Point Downtime, where we help you use your downtime more effectively. Everybody has a few moments every day where we're not doing anything. We call that downtime. Maybe you're traveling to or from school, or waiting for someone or for something, and you got a few moments that you could use more effectively. We've provided these 4 to 5 minute sessions that you can listen to each day, and they'll help you get encouraged. They'll help you recognize and accept what God would want for your life and how He would be leading you in that day. And this is the first session that we're going to have of Youth Point Downtime. Now, if you have an MP3 player or an iPod or a phone that you can load MP3 files on, perfect. That way you can carry it with you, you can listen to it at any point, you can pause it and keep going, and you'll get the full message in a short period of time using your downtime more effectively each day. So that's the point of Youth Point Downtime, and we encourage you to take advantage of it. So this is day one, session one of a new series we're starting. It's going to be a 10-part series, so it's going to be 10 days altogether, 5 minutes each day or less, and we'll be looking at a new topic, and this one is called God is Calling You. And let me assure you that God is calling each and every one of us, not only us here at Youth Point, but anywhere else. You're young, and you know God has a call in your life, and we want to look at other men, other women in the Bible who have been called by God and learn from their experiences. So today we're going to look at Exodus chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. I'm going to read those to you, and we're going to be talking about Moses and how God calls each and every one of us to help others. So Exodus 3 verses 9 through 10, it reads like this. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me. That's God talking. And I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you, Moses, to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Now listen to this. God hears us when we cry to Him. And the people of Israel were crying out, no doubt. And this passage makes this clear to every one of us. When the people of God are in trouble, God hears it and He will do something about it. And there's a lot of people who are crying out to God, even today, even this morning, maybe even in your school. In this case, we see in the Bible that He is going to send a man to help His people. We're talking about Moses. But some convincing has to take place in order for this man of God, who God has chosen, to accept the task. And, you know, God is constantly trying to convince us or lead us down the road to do His will to help others. Now, we know how this infamous story plays out after the burning bush. We know that Moses does lead the Israelites out of Egypt after many wonders and many plagues. Remember the 10 plagues of Egypt? And all these things occur by the hand of God. Yet, the key to this story is not how Moses does it, not at all, but what Moses is called to do. At the heart of Moses' calling is the call to help others. And God is calling Moses to help the people of God. This is for certain. Now granted, this call to help others requires Moses to face up to the most powerful person in the known world at that very time and to try to get his people to follow his lead even though he has never lived among them. And God never said that this calling to help others was easy. And truly, in any case, when God calls us, it's never going to be an easy task. But He does promise Moses His assistance in doing so. And He promises you this day that He'll help you. In any aspect that He calls you, He's going to provide. He's going to help. He's going to lead. He's going to open the door. Now, God calls us to help others, and this is a certainty. He may not tell us through a burning bush, but He does make needs of our community evident for us to see. There are people around us, friends at school who you know are living lives apart from God, who need to hear something. Maybe it's an encouraging word. Maybe it's a couple of words that let them know that you're on their side. You care for them. Or maybe that's just step one of many other steps. But it's going to encourage them. They're going to see that maybe your interest in them is not a fake one, but a real one. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. Pick someone. Find someone that you know God would have you help and encourage that life. There are many ways in which a burning bush is going to present itself before us every day, each and every day. And that's how God uses us and maybe even uses those people or those situations or those problems to get our attention to see the needs that others might have. Have you noticed any burning bushes around you lately? Pointing out needs or things that you could do something about? Pay attention. So today, be open to seeing the burning bushes. How can you help others to come into your path? How can you show the love of God to someone in need? Who is God calling you to help in His name today? And that's where we're headed. So let me pray with you. God, You reveal Yourself to us in so many ways. Forgive us when we fail to see Your guidance and Your leading hand as You guide us to help others. Thank You for placing other lives around us so that we can learn and help them and serve You in the midst of them. And give us the wisdom to know how to, these people have needs and how we can help and how can we can show Your love and share You with them. We ask You to help us with that, Lord. Help every one of these young people and help them.